Blog Talk Radio.
This wonderful first day of the week. I hope all is well. Let me see who on there. Brother Uriah, can you push one if you hear me? Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, push one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you know what? I'm so glad that you guys have decided to join us today. Everything is going okay. No issues. Nothing really major. All praises be to the Most High Yah. I hope all is well. And everybody is doing well. I liked the class yesterday. The more we learn, the more we keep learning. The more we think we understand, the more we learn, the more we do. It's just amazing. It is truly, this story is one of the greatest stories that have ever been told. Man couldn't have came up with nothing like this. He just couldn't. Everybody told him, man wrote the Bible. Yeah, he did, but you know what? He didn't write. He did. He couldn't have came up with this. I'm just so sorry. He couldn't. This is the kind of stuff make you scratch your head. You be like, I thought I knew a little something. I knew a little something, y'all, when I was in the church. You couldn't tell me I wasn't a Bible scholar, but boy, since I had been awake and have had the pleasure of meeting the Elohim of Israel, my whole life has truly changed. It has changed. It has truly, truly changed. It is well worth it. And you know, all the trials and the tribulations and the things that we have had to endure, because he said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but that he would deliver us out of them all. We can stand on that, especially when you keep his law statutes. You know what, that class on Thursday was so powerful because she reiterated something. She said he told you how to love him. And everybody's like, oh, I love the Lord. It's many people that have lifted up so-called holy hands today in the church. I love you, Lord. Lord, I love you. But he told you how to love him. And it's just as simple as it could be. It don't take no bands. It don't take no music. It don't take no performance from no preacher. It don't take no speaking in tongues. Not saying that however you choose to do, whatever you do, he told you how to love him. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's what he said. So all the other stuff is extra. Because, you know, all the other stuff is extra. It's just extra. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And that's what he meant. So I know I made an announcement on yesterday about something that we had a need of. And I'm just, we have a Cash App now. It is our email address, theyehudaproject@gmail.com. That's our Cash App address, theyehudaproject@gmail.com. Also, we will have Google Pay set up by Monday, and we will have Venmo set up by Monday, and I'm looking into Zelle. But right now we have Cash App, and we have PayPal. The PayPal email is nationofyehuda@yahoo.com, but the Cash App is theyehudaproject@gmail.com. So I did get all of that set up, and I hope you guys, you know, will be able to offer some assistance, you know, because we definitely do need that. And we have until the 5th of July, so we want that, you know, for all that can and will, we greatly appreciate it. But, yes, he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Powerful stuff, just powerful stuff. All praises be to the Lord. Anybody have anything to say about that class yesterday? Because one thing I know y'all get quiet is not for me to stop. Everybody be like, look, when we get quiet, keep going. You didn't even discuss any current affairs on Saturday. Everybody was like, let's get to the word. We got to get to the word. You know, and it's a blessing when people love the word of y'all like that. It's a blessing. It is truly a blessing. It was so good that I finished up, I'm almost finished with the class for next Saturday, just so we can keep it moving and keep going. It's just beautiful. It's just a beautiful thing, you know. And when you know that, you know, I think we're learning more and more about what it means to be predestined. You know, that's deep. What it means to be predestined, you know, because everybody thinks that you have a choice. People really do think you have a choice. But he let us know in the word yesterday. He said, all those that come to me, the Father sends them. You can't even come on your own. You know, and then everybody said, well, what does it mean? Whosoever will, let him come. You still can't come on your own. You ain't even going to will to come because you ain't going to want to. It ain't going to happen. So it has truly, 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 it has truly been a, it has been a pleasure. Y'all, it's been a pleasure. I mean, seriously, like I said, I don't know you all. Some of you all have met me. Some of you all have not. But I just want you to know that it has truly been a pleasure. It really has. You know, and it don't take a lot. I you know, not to say that we don't want more people to come and for it to grow, because we do. You know, because the meetings of the mind is a powerful thing. However, he showed you I can do a lot with a little. I don't need a whole bunch of folks. Now, if I want to show my power, he said, I can make the rocks cry out if I want them to. Powerful stuff, just powerful. You know, powerful stuff. It's just, oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so excited today. Excited over the word. Excited over the word. You know, really excited over the word. Some powerful stuff. You know, and we got to keep on reiterating the second Exodus. We got to keep reiterating the second Exodus. We got to let the people know about the second Exodus. You know, some people say it's going to be in the year 2024. I don't know. I don't make predictions. I do not know. I'm not getting ready to begin to make any predictions. All I know is that what I know is he said we was leaving. And for those who don't believe it, just keep watching. Just keep on living and you're going to see it for yourself. Because one thing about his word, it is not going to come back forward. It is not. If he got to manipulate man and allow man to think he coming up with it on his own, his word ain't going to come back forward. It ain't coming back forward. You'll be like, I don't even know why I did that. Why did I do that? He showed us that with the 400-year law. He showed us that. That 400-year law showed us exactly how he operated. He put it in the minds of some men to say, what they talking about is true. We have been here 400 years. Let's get a law going on. Not only did he put it in their mind to do it, but they did it before the time came. Before 2019 came, the law was already out there. Because his word wasn't going to come back void. Not going to come back void. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. All you got to do is believe him. And if you can believe him, he'll show you. He'll show you. He put it in the mind of four individuals. The four men. Four men set up the 400-year law. The four of them. Yes, they did. They set it up. At least I know it was three. But I know it was the men who set up the 400-year law of African-Americans of being in this country. Four of them. Powerful stuff. 16:19. You know, and to those men, we say Yah has used you to do a great thing. He used you to do a great thing. But that's just the first half. Now we're moving into the second half. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. You know? Yes, hallelujah. Thank you. It's a powerful thing. Hold on, you guys. I'm trying to get. It's just powerful. Oh, bless his name. Anybody have anything to say, please, please, please push one. Just push one. I mean, you know, because clearly the world is watching. It was Representative Scott. Let me see who that was. It was Robert. I got to put in that. Oh, there you go. He was a Democrat. Yes, he is. Let me put his name up here. His name is Robert C. Scott. Robert C. Scott was the Democrat. It was in the House, in the Congress, and he set that bill in motion. That was Yah using that man to do. He don't even realize what he did. He just fulfilled prophecy. I think it was about three of them because it was all up fulfilled prophecy. All praises be to his mighty name. That's why I said, honey, you predestined. You got a part to play. The Most High has used this man to play this part, and he confirmed his word. Everybody is watching now. Everybody is watching and listening. Everybody is waiting to see what happens next. Everybody is waiting to see. They watching the things that are going on in this country. They are watching the things that are happening to America. Everybody is beginning to watch, and they waiting to see what happens next. You know, it's just like having a tickets to a movie, and you'd be like, man, what is getting ready to come down there? What's going on? And it's nothing but Yah. He said, what did he say? It's God being God. It's God being God. Yah being Yah. He don't know how to be nothing else. He's just ruling and reigning because he rules in the kingdom of men. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. You're making it happen. He's all you got to do is just trust me. If you can believe it, I'll show you. Even if you don't believe it, I'm going to still show you. I'm going to show you what I can do among men. And I'm going to make the men do what I need for them to do so that you can see my word don't come back. I put him in charge for a reason. He said, I'm the one that put him up in Congress. I set him in motion. So for such a time, y'all don't even know. Who would make you want to shout? You'd be like, hallelujah. That ain't just happy. He didn't just think of that on his own. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Oh, bless his name. No, he didn't. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to his holy name. No, he did not. Yes. And we just got to thank him. You know, we just thank y'all. We just thank him for all that he has done. Because he does not allow his word to come back for it. He just don't do it. You know, everybody said, well, what about reparations and what about it? He said you was leaving with great substance. He said afterward you shall leave. There's a part, y'all, what he said after. Let me get that scripture up there. I got that. And we're going to do this every week until everybody get it. We're going up here. We're going to do this every week until everybody get it. We're going to Genesis 15. By the time you're going to know that one scripture if you don't know nothing else. Genesis chapter 15. What are you talking about, Yaina? Well, we're talking about the 400-year law that was passed. And the 400-year law that was passed is validated by the scriptures in Genesis 15:13. This is it. He told Abram, he said, Abram, know of a surety. When the Most High tell you to know of a surety, he said, you can take it to the bank that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs and shall serve them and they shall afflict them for 400 years. 400. 400 years. That's what set all this in the motion. House Bill 1242. The 400 years of the African American. The Commission Act. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It is a beautiful day to be able to see this going on here. Yes, it is. It is a beautiful thing to see this going on. They said he touched his mind. He touched his heart. We talked about a year after year after year after year, and he touched the men's heart to be able to set this thing up. Set it up. Robert C. Scott, Democrat, in position, set the thing in motion. He said, we need to get a bill set up. We have been here for 400 years. We need to set this thing in motion. Set it up. The Most High put him in government for this reason. For such a time as this to be able to do what he did. All the other stuff he did is just the extra. But this right here validated his word. He did. Powerful, so powerful. Now, y'all ought to be excited. I hope somebody's shouting. Powerful. 20 people. 20 souls stepped off the ship in 1619. 20 people stepped off that ship in 1619 in Port Comfort, Virginia, and did what they had to do. They even got it on, you Google it. Port Comfort, Virginia. Where slavery in America began 400 years ago. Look at what y'all have done. Look at what he did. It said in 1619, a ship with 20 captives landed in Virginia, ushering in the era of slavery in what would become the United States of America. Woo, glory, hallelujah. 20 people. Am somebody said, well, that can't be that because it wasn't all the tribes. He didn't tell you it was going to be all the tribes. He never said it was going to be all the tribes. He said by seed. So there was somebody that stepped foot on that. Somebody stepped foot on this soil that started the clock. He said by seed. And not only did he say it, but the government validated it. He sure did. He said it. He said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that's not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. He said, and also, okay, we go on to 14, and also that nation, what nation, whom they shall serve will I judge. He ain't finished yet. The judgment ain't over yet. He ain't done yet. The judgment ain't over yet. You know what I think about? I think about old Nebuchadnezzar. When I saw some things take place on the grounds of the White House, you know, I thought about Nebuchadnezzar. Old Nebuchadnezzar. I thought about Nebuchadnezzar. And I said, Lord, we're here again. Look at this thing right here. There we go. And Nebuchadnezzar had an issue with pride. He had an issue. And the Most High warned him. He sent him a warning. How long have we been warning? How long have the Israelites been warning? Because, see, only the Israelites can warn you about their God. We're the only ones that can tell you what's getting ready to happen. How long have we been warning and telling? Over and over and over and over and over again. We warned. It is getting ready to get interesting. Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel chapter 4. That's all about Nebuchadnezzar. When the leadership, when the king of the nation has so much pride that he forget God. He forget about the God that's ruling the universe. You got a problem. I'm telling you right now, you got a problem when the head forgets about the God that's ruling on the universe. When you can stand up and say out of your mouth certain things and defy the laws of the Most High Yah, you got a problem on your hand. Listen, I'm not, hey. If every church in America ought to be saying the same thing, you better repent. It's time to repent, America, if it's not too late. Because he said, I'm going to judge. He ain't finished. He ain't finished. He not finished yet. Nebuchadnezzar. Hold on, I'm coming. I see y'all. I see you. Hold on. Nebuchadnezzar. He ain't done yet. Nebuchadnezzar had pride. He was walking around like he was in charge. He was walking around like he was in charge. Like he had the right to do whatever he wanted to do, whenever he wanted to do it, and how he was going to get it done. He stood flat-footed and said, look at all that I have built. Look at all that I have accomplished. Look at all that I have made possible. And you stand up over that pulpit and tell everybody certain things, and you say certain things out of your mouth to make this nation feel like whatever they do, it's all right with you. Whatever they do, you can do it however you want to do it. Whatever you do, it's okay because you feel like you want to do it. He ain't done yet, I promise you. Y'all better hold on because y'all is coming. Hold on, let me get this mic open. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. First, before I say anything, that was a great class yesterday. I just want to tell you that, Sister James, that was a good class.
Well, and thank you. I think so, too. Y'all are some powerful people.
Yeah. That was a great class. When you sit back, I not only think of Nebuchadnezzar, but I'm sitting down thinking the other day and looking at the way things are going. You know, being somebody that, you know, been on this earth about 50-some-odd years, you've seen a few things on this planet. I have never seen a time in this country, they've had their, quote-unquote, racial moment. But the blatant arrogance and the way it's being done right now, I've never seen that. And it's way out there in the open for everybody to see. And you just go back to ancient Egypt when Pharaoh's heart was hardened.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing that's going on in this country right now. Because you got people saying things that, you know, it's just, that's the Most High playing them like that. He's just making them say it. That he's hardening
yeah.
their hearts.
Yeah.
And it's so, I guess it's for us it's obvious, but for me it's very obvious that that's exactly what's going on right now.
Yes. Absolutely. 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 You know, because evil don't go nowhere. Evil is remaining. And evil is going to remain the same. And it's just unfortunate. Like I said, when you have the leader of this country, the leader that he put in, that he allowed to be in place, stand up flat-footed and say certain things out of his mouth. You look, you know, you look with, you gasp like, you know, like, listen, you know, don't, and you want to just tell him so bad. And, you know, we don't have an opportunity to really speak to the leaders, but we can
right.
over there. I'm going to tell you from my own experience, don't, you're on some dangerous territory. You really, you're on some dangerous territory right now. You are moving and saying some dangerous things. You are.
Yeah,
you're
that's
saying
fact.
Some dangerous stuff. And the Most High's listening. And he ain't finished yet. He ain't finished yet. And I'm like, man, what is it got to come to before we get ready to get up out of here? It brings tears to your eyes, you know, to see the debauchery and the raunchiness and all of the evil and the murderers and the shootings and the, I mean, they killing men, women, and children. And not just them, our own people are shooting us down in the street like it's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
it
true.
Is, I've never seen evil unleashed like it has been unleashed. It's you know, it brings tears to your eyes. It's terrible. I've never seen anything like this. The young people is doing it. 19, 16, 20-year-olds going to prison for murder.
Well, you got 12-year-olds doing it now. 12, 13, 14-year-olds doing it now.
Yeah, murder. It's all over the internet. You know how evil the music industry is, how evil the music, Hollywood is, the evilness is going to, they, even the actors and actresses is speaking out about the devil worshiping stuff that's being blatant in the open, just outright blatant in the open. How they having award shows with demons and dressed up devils and spells and, I mean, everything is, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. No, there is nothing that is restraining people from doing and saying whatever they want to do. It's all over YouTube. You can pick it up anywhere. Hollywood people are saying the devil's is out here, and it's just blatant, and it's out in your face, and we've never seen anything like this before. And we're talking about black folks.
Yep.
Music industry, the men's, and all of they talking about how the power for the people that's up on top now, black folks, is how they raped the little boys and stuff that was coming into the music industry, innocent little boys and all kind of stuff, and how these people bobbing and weaving and dancing all on the screens and driving in these cars and stuff, and these people have been violated. It's just like all of the evil is just come out in the open. And you're looking like, Lord, have mercy. I've never seen anything like it. I have never seen anything like it. I have never seen anything like this in my whole life. And you know when a nation is in judgment is when they let it all hang out, when there's no fear. This is the same thing that happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. This is the same thing that's happening in this country right now. Everything and anything goes.
Yep. Don't matter.
Don't matter. Don't matter. They teaching witchcraft everywhere you turn. Every movie you see, even cartoons, got witches and spells and stuff on it. All kind of stuff is jumping off. It's all kind of stuff jumping off everywhere. You're watching other kind of movies and they teaching you about their God. It's always some foolishness in it somewhere. It's something about a God and something about a witchcraft and something about a spell. And it's just everywhere you turn. I ain't never seen so many black folks speak out on Hollywood and speak out against the music industry. Bodyguards that's been in it. People that's still in it is talking about, they talking about how wicked it is. Just wicked. That's all they hear. They say it's wicked. It's just wicked. And you looking like, what in the world is going on? Evil is taking over. I was telling my sister's a pastor, and I was telling her that yesterday. I said, it's just terrible. She said, it's going to get worse. I said, I know. She said, ain't going to do nothing but get worse. And on top of that, you got AI coming out. You being made to be forced to deal with computers talking back to you and all kind of stuff. My goodness. She said, it ain't going to do nothing but get worse. I said, honey, every Israelite that's around in this country here, I can't speak for no other country. I ain't talking about no other country. This country here is waiting on y'all to deliver us. I said, if you notice, the chatter done calmed down now because we all praying, deliver us from this place right here.
Yeah, the chatter has actually calmed down.
What'd you say, Brother Yerushalayim?
I say, you're right about that. It has some calmed down.
Everybody crying for deliverance. We crying out for deliverance. Please deliver us. Hold on, let me get this mic open. Eric Code 504, your mic is open. Everybody is crying out, deliver us from this place. I've never seen evil on the level that I see it today. Haven't. 504, your mic is open.
Yes. This is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, and they are setting up for Satan's kingdom. That's why you see all of this, because he knows that we're getting ready to leave and that he's going to, his demons or whatever, they're going to be taking over. So to me, they are getting everything lined up, all the evilness, all whatever you think you never saw, the killing and the homosexual, everything is lining up. And the next thing they're going to, once we're gone, they're going to really pass the laws, making all this evil stuff legal. And it's going to be lawlessness when we're gone. It seems that way right now, but it's going to get even worse. So this lets me know that we're on our way out. We are on our way.
Yes, this lady was, you know what, this lady was, I wish I could find the video, she was Mexican, and she was trying her best to speak American, and she could speak, but she was struggling, and she was in pain, and she stood up on the podium, and she told the LGBTQ community that they stole her daughter's life. She lived in California, she said, and her daughter suffered with mental illness. And she was struggling, and she met somebody that was involved with transgenderism. And they convinced her that that's what she wanted to do. And she said they gave her, you know, her mom was against it. And they took the child, I guess they took her from the house or whatever, so that she could reassign her gender or whatever. Took her through surgeries and stuff and gave her all kind of male hormone stuff and all this kind of stuff. And she said, even the mom said, I even surrendered to calling her a he, but it didn't matter. She said her daughter was so distraught with all the things that they had done to her because she said out of her mouth she wanted to do that. She said, my daughter had mental illness. She said her daughter went and sat down in front of a train while the train was moving. Can you imagine? I said, Lord, I was in tears at that point. You know what? I'm telling you guys, it is time to pray for deliverance. You can't pray for this country. You can't ask for deliverance for this country. This country has signed its own sentence. There's nothing you can do when the genie is out the bottle. It is no putting it back in. They have been. They are the world leader of the. They are the leaders of the world, and they have set the tone, and they have let this out of the bottle. And the Most High has said that He's gonna judge. And you know what? When He tell you He gonna judge, it ain't nothing nobody can do about. For those people who don't condone this stuff, I would suggest you pray. You pray for your children. You pray for your family. You pray for whomever you need to pray for, because this is going to, like the lady said, it's going to get worse. And you can't even imagine being no worse. Like he said, 12 and 14-year-olds is killing people. Honey, y'all better pray. The genie is out the bottle. Whether you like it or not, it's out the bottle. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Like, Israel done got quiet, Brother Yeraslam. Israel done got real quiet. I mean, they still on the street corners doing what they got to do. But Israel done got real quiet because they like, look, it's time to go. I mean, you know, ain't nothing else. Y'all going to wake up his people. He is going to do that. But all this trying to change laws, and it's over with, for there ain't no need in that. When the leader of this country, the most powerful man in the world, can stand up over a podium and say things out of his mouth that goes against the God of the universe, we got a problem on our hands, y'all. I'm just going to be honest. It don't matter how old, how young, this country has been the one that has set the trend, and this country is the one who has allowed all this stuff to happen. It has. It's crucial. I'm telling you, it is insane. I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. I really haven't. It's scary. It really is scary. They showed a clip where the kids was going into the school, and they had, you know, they have the Pride Month or whatever, and they was sharing it to the kids. Everybody come on, it's Pride Month, and giving them little rainbow flags. I told my son, you make sure that when my grandkids go to school, they not doing that. Because, see, they don't have to do all that. They don't even have to be exposed to all that. I mean, you can't hide your kids from the world, but it's no different than Halloween. I didn't want my kids celebrating Halloween at school. We didn't dress up in no costumes, and it's the same way with everything else. Everybody else should have a choice whether they want to participate or not. It's the same thing. Because, honey, it reminds me of Nebuchadnezzar. When I see the stuff that I see, it reminds me of Daniel chapter 4. The Most High came and he dealt with Nebuchadnezzar. He dealt with him personally. Woo! They can't think they're going to get away with this stuff. They really can't believe that it's okay to do this.
But when your heart hardens, Sister Yaina, when he is hardening their heart, they can't see it. I'm really convinced now. They can't see that what they're doing is wrong. I'm really convinced they can't even see it.
I was watching the other day, on the news or whatever, a video or whatever, and they were showing the thousands of women, young women, out there saying they want the abortion legalized. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they were marching, and I would say, why do you all want to kill fetus? Why don't, you know, not if you're not married, just don't have sex. Abstain or do something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's absolutely. If you sis. It's getting ready. It says, all I can tell you, let me get area code 717. I see your mic. Hold on a minute, 717. We have an opportunity to speak to the world. And the Most High has given us this opportunity, and we're going to be as honest as we can. You guys better go on your knees. That's all I can tell you, because when he really started happening, you're going to know it's him. When he came through Egypt and did what he did, they knew it was him. He is not getting ready to tolerate this. I don't care what pastors say what preachers say what laws they pass. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not getting ready to keep let this go for two. It ain't going on for too much more longer, I'm telling you. 717, your mic is open. You're on the air.
I have a few questions. It kind of pertains to what we talked about yesterday, if that's okay.
Hold on a minute. Yeah, well, you can. Just hold the question. But, you know, we can, because we, the most I got us on this roll, you write them questions down and I'll answer them for you before the call is out. But this is time. Listen, y'all. I'm going to listen. I'm telling you, you better listen. It is time to repent. White, black, green, yellow, orange. It's time to repent. Because when he say he going to judge, he coming. I don't care who, look, he turned, let me tell you how crucial it was. He warned Nebuchadnezzar. He gave him a year to repent. And when he didn't repent, and then repent don't mean to say I'm sorry and just leave it like that. Repent means to say I'm sorry and then change. You got to turn it around. When Nebuchadnezzar didn't repent, he turned the man into an animal. He was out in the field with the animals eating grass and didn't know his mind. He took his mind from him and turned him into an animal. You getting ready to run up on something you really, really, really ain't ready to deal with. And no, it ain't okay. Whatever, it ain't just, you know what, it's just the debauchery and the raunchiness. You know, even with the, listen, black women, Lord have mercy, look. This stuff, let me say something to the black women. You black women are beautiful women. You're beautiful women. We have always been very voluptuous women. But let me tell you something. You need to put some clothes on. You need to put some clothes on. You really, really do need to put some clothes. It ain't cute. It ain't nothing cute about it. My sister was saying that. Yeah, she said they're gonna be naked in a minute. I said they already naked. She said it ain't. They're gonna be naked in a minute. I said they already naked. Everybody got boobies and everybody got behind. Put some clothes on because you know what? They deliberately make us look cheap. They deliberately go out of their way to make us look cheap. Deliberately. Put some clothes on. You all are royalty. I know you don't know it. Lord have mercy, I know you don't know it. You know, and every generation is the same stuff. Every generation is the same mess. Every generation we dealing with the same raunchy and debauchery. The only way that we sexy and pretty is we got to be standing up with our butts stuck out and our breasts stuck out. So put some clothes on. It's time. Listen, Israel, if Jake's them don't tell you, if Noel Jones and them don't tell you, if the Church of God in Christ, what's his name, the new bishop don't tell you, if these pastors ain't out here telling you, let us tell you. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is coming to judge this nation.
And he's starting with the house of Israel first.
Bishop Clarence McClendon don't tell you. If Donnie McClurk and them don't tell you, if Bishop Marvin Sapp don't tell you, if Bishop Marvin Winans don't tell you, let us be the one to tell you. He coming to judge this nation. Ooh, it ain't going to be, what was you saying, sis? It ain't going to be no fun. I'm telling you.
I said, and he's going to start with the house of Israel first.
Yes. Oh, Lord have mercy. It is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. It is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. You got pastors raping women and their wives know it. You got pastors raping babies and their wives know it. You got all kind of debauchery going on, raunchiness going on everywhere. It's going on. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. It's almost like they're scared to say something. He told you in Genesis. He told you, Genesis 15:14. He said, and also that nation. He called it by a nation. What nation? The one that served the 400 years. What nation is that? That's the United States of America. They passed the law. And you can't take the law back because it's already been passed. House Bill 1242. He said, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Y'all going to have to, we going to have listen. Y'all, we better start crying out. It's time to cry out in the wilderness and let him know he on his way. He getting ready to come deal with this. This global warming stuff, this ain't nothing but a drop in the, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Now the pastors got old, they got sayings and cliches. You know, it ain't about the strength you have. It's the strength of the God in you and all that foolishness. You better start telling them people to repent. All that old mess, you better tell them to repent. I've never seen it. Y'all, this is just, This has gone beyond anything that we could ever begin to imagine. He sent a warning to Nebuchadnezzar, and he gave him a year. And this nation ain't going to change no laws. They not getting ready to change no abortion laws. They not getting ready to change no other kind of laws they got to set in place. This is just, this is on a spiral downward trend to destruction. It's on a spiral downward to destruction. And people just going along with it. Well, it's all right. Long as, who is you to say something about something? That's what we supposed to do. Because we the watchman on the wall. He told us to tell you. He told us to tell you that. Especially to the house of Israel. Especially to Israel. He coming. And don't think we don't have it in our family too. We got people in our families that's doing anything and everything that they are big enough to do. And it's like, you better stop. I have never seen anything like it. I have never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. This is some serious stuff. It's some serious stuff going on. Y'all better stop. And everybody talk about wealth, and they, now you got Israelite pastors talking about you going to be rich in this country. That's a doggone barefaced lie. And any pastor that's an Israelite pastor that's got a church that's telling you you're going to be rich in this country, that's a barefaced doggone lie. Because the scripture clearly says, and afterwards, after when? After the judgment, they shall come out with great substance. You ain't going to build no houses and be no millionaires. You're going to leave here with money. These pastors is lying. Let me tell you something. These pastors is lying, especially the Israelite pastors. They seen a way to monopolize on something, and they've been running with it ever since. We've been sitting back in the corner watching all this debauchery and mess go on, and they've been running with it ever since. Anything to get you on this hype to believe that this is getting ready to be a glorious outcome for the Israelites and things going to change around for us. Ain't nothing changing until we leave, because we're going to get it on the way out. This nation is going to be just like Egypt. And he's sitting up telling you all these lies. Y'all better stop listening to these people. And they're talking, what do a woman got to say? Guess what? We got women and men over here that's saying the same thing. We in a dangerous situation. We are. It's the calm before the storm. This is some serious stuff, right? I mean, serious stuff. People are doing anything and everything that they are big enough to do. The music is raunchy. The video games is violent. Everything is hypersexualized. Everything. Black women crawling all on the floor with their breasts and stuff hanging out. I've never seen it like animals. The TV shows is violent. Violent. It's nothing but pure violence. And then they all over the news. We're going to have to do something about the guns. Because we got to just too much killing. And we got to be able to put some focus groups. You don't need no focus groups. Cut all that foolishness out. You know, it's what you see with your eyes and hear with your ears that controls your actions, you know, and they're not going to stop it because it's too profitable. You got black sitcoms on now. What is that, what's them sitcoms 50 Cent making? What is they called, Power and all that kind of mess? All that is glorified violence and danger and dope selling and killing. And you got college kids that's shooting up each other and killing each other like it's nothing to take a life. And these kids is watching this stuff and glorifying themselves with it. Now we're in a dangerous place. We are in a dangerous place. When y'all's people have no value of human life. And nobody got nothing to say until it knock at your door, until it hit your home. There is no morals no more. It's gone. It's over. They telling you it's okay to kill. Long as you can do whatever you want to do if that's what you feel like doing. But kill a dog and see how many people get upset with you. And see what they try to do to you.
They will lock you up.
Yes, they will. But kill a dog and see what happens. But you can kill a baby when it ain't born. You can kill a baby when it is born. You can kill a human that's living their lives and walking and living their lives every day. And you know what they do? They put you in a prison and feed you and let you play video games. And you walk across and you live out your time doing what you want to do in the prison.
Yep.
Talking on the phone, playing video games, having visits every week. Listen. Mm-mm.
No responsibility.
None. But kill a dog, Brother Yerushalayim, and just shoot him in the head and see what they do to you.
Oh, they coming to get you.
No regard for human life. None at all whatsoever. Nobody cares anymore. It is all about whatever makes you feel good. And like I said, I done named some pastors today, and I'm going to keep on naming them. You know, all this, knock it off. It ain't working. These people are dying out here in these streets. It ain't working. It ain't working. I'm sorry, it just ain't working. I don't care what you say, what you do, or none of that stuff. It ain't working. And for you other, for the rest of y'all pastors that's been seeing the benefit and preaching about We Israel, he going to get you too. You going to be on the list. He going to deal with you first because you know you telling him a lie. You know the stuff you say. You mixing a little truth with a little lie. You think we ain't seen that? That's been going on since the beginning of time. Now they talking about the Sabbath day ain't Saturday. He going to deal with you too. He can right deal with you. I'm just going to, you know who you are. He can right deal with you. Oh, this old foolishness. I've never seen, I'm telling y'all, it's almost like evil has taken over and the Holy Spirit is just here waiting for the okay to be able to do what needs to be done. Just like he unleashed the death angel, he unleashed the death angel on Egypt. It's going to be worse than that, y'all. It is. We threw yelling, we threw screaming, we threw trying to convince you. We threw. We through with that part of it. It's enough stuff out on YouTube for you to know that we Israel. It's enough stuff for you. This conversation has to change now. Every Israelite pastor, moray, teacher, everybody ought to be hollering. It's time to repent and get ready to go. It's time to repent and get ready to go. Because I can't imagine what it's going to be like in another year. It's pure wickedness. Wickedness. Pure wickedness. She was like, they're going to be naked in a minute. I said, they already naked. She said, they already naked. They ain't got on no clothes now. They're going to be walking around naked here in a minute. And all these black men, I don't deal with black women. You might as well, because that's all you're going to have in a minute. He getting ready to shut all that down, too. All that's getting ready to be shut down. He's going to shut all that down, all of it getting ready to be shut down, whether you like it or not. All of it getting ready to be shut down. He getting ready to put a stop to all of it. And Christianity, you complicit. Anytime you allow this to go on and you not holler and repent, you complicit. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Never. But they show it all on television. That's all you see. That's all you see. That's all you see. They glorify it on TV. That's all you see. They just don't nobody tell you the bullets ain't real when they be shooting each other up on TV. The bullets don't even be real. They probably, they make the sound, but there ain't no real bullets in there. They not killing people dead on TV. That's just make-believe. They showing you the make-believe and you doing it in real life. The Bible tells you to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Now, in other words, what that means is you got to protect what you see and you got to protect what you hear, because you're going to act out what you see and what you hear. The old mamas used to say in church all the time, baby, you better repent. God is coming back. There ain't nobody saying that no more. They dressing up in them big hats and stand up fanning themselves and they ain't talking about nothing. At least you used to have that. You ain't even got that no more. It's unbelievable. And everybody want to sing and everybody want to perform. Man, listen, the Most High is on his way. Y'all better pray, show enough, show enough. That's all I can say. If ain't nobody else going to tell you, let Israel tell you. The God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we haven't even began to see the judgment that this nation is getting ready to deal with. We haven't even began to see it. Because if he don't, he going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. He don't have to apologize. Because I believe it's way worse. These people doing all kind of stuff. He going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. It's way worse. Black men killing their baby mom, pregnant women shooting them in the street. Like target practice. I've never seen anything like this.
I think those people doing that are not human or half human or something.
Something. See, something is going on. It's like it's just been, evil has just been unleashed.
It has, and I believe that many people that's on this line have gone out and sound the alarm, blew the trumpet, and they are telling their relatives or people that they know. And what I'm getting personally from sounding the alarm is, who are you to judge me? You can't tell me that if I'm living, you know, unholy life or whatever, that who are you to tell me? And I said, it's not me telling you, it's the Most High telling you. He the one that said that you should not fornicate or whatever you're doing. And people are breaking up friendships over this. They don't want to speak to you anymore. And I'm beginning to see where the Bible says this is a stiff-necked generation.
Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am.
And they
yes, ma'am.
And they're pushing back. They're pushing back, pushing you back, pushing you back. But they have to answer when the judgment comes. And they didn't listen. I'm sure, Clay, that in their minds, everything that you've been saying and other people have been saying to their relatives and to people in general is going to be playing their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to say, he's going to say, yeah, didn't they tell you this? Didn't they tell you that? But they don't want to do it. And I agree with you where you said the older women in the church back in the day would correct the younger girls and all. Because I remember growing up, we was in church. If your skirt did not touch your knee, you put a scarf over your lap where you didn't see any thighs or any of that. But when they came out back in the early 70s or whatever year it was with the hot pants and the mini skirts, that was the beginning of it.
Yep, I agree. My booty cheeks hanging out. My daughter said they was downtown, and this little girl called herself twerking or something, whatever they doing. She said, Mommy, she didn't have on no underwear under the skirt, and the skirt was so little, it looked like a napkin. She said her little butt was so little, the cheeks on her butt was so little because you could see it hanging out from under the napkin. She said, we walk past like that just don't make no sense. There is, let me tell y'all something, young ladies, and I'm going to be real honest with you. The devil can make you think everything is all right to do when you're doing it because it feel good while you're doing it. I know how he operate. He can make you think you're the finest thing since blueberry wine. You're as fine as it comes. He can make you feel like you is the number one poobah, grand poobah of them all. He can. He can dress you up and down and make you reveal everything you have, and you can lay down with everybody to tell you gorgeous. But one day, the Most High is going to make you pay for the deeds that is done in the flesh. Your body is going, you're going to pay for what you have done to your body. Now, that is the scriptures. If I'm lying, he can strike me right. One day you're going to pay for the things that is done in your body, and it's going to come through sickness, and you better stop allowing all these men to put their seed in you, because in the seed of a man is all of the illnesses that he has in his body, and vice versa for the woman. You men better be careful with these women you're laying down with, and you're sucking up all these body fluids like it ain't nothing wrong with doing that, because everything going in your mouth is every disease, sickness, and illness that person has in their body. And half of y'all don't even go to the doctor. You're going to rot from the inside out if you don't stop doing what you're doing. Men is having oral sex like it's a delicacy, and you sucking up people's body fluids, and all of the germs and the sicknesses that's in that is going down in your mouth. You better stop doing what you're doing. The Most High gonna make you pay. You better stop. This sickness, everybody walking around sick, looking sick. And it's just like it's normal. And it's like these is people's body fluids that you is ingesting. What is wrong? And anybody, they're doing it with anybody and everybody. It's like, what in the world? That's all you see on TV when you see a so-called love scene. I have to change the channel. Because he's crawling down between this woman's legs. And I'm like, do you realize that you are ingesting somebody's body fluid? You better stop. You really better stop. Because it's going to be something you really ain't ready to deal with. And they make it seem like it's so sexy. And, oh, my God, we just made love in the bathroom. No. This is not love. The devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And, of course, he's going to make it feel like you're having fun. And, of course, he's going to make it feel good. Of course it does feel good. Ain't nobody disputing that. Nobody is disputing that. But you're supposed to have your own wife and your own husband, and y'all are supposed to be one. Y'all doing this stuff with everybody and anybody, and whatever you do between husband and wife, that's between you and the Most High. But whatever, all this other stuff, man, look. Y'all doing too much. I mean, for real, you doing too much. You are doing, now they licking the other end. The hole that the oh, my goodness. You know, I ain't going to be, no, y'all doing too much. You think he ain't coming, he getting ready to come and shut all this. You going to pay, your body going to eventually shut it. Your body going to deal with you in a minute. I'm young. You young. But eventually, it's going to catch up with you. Your body, he's going to deal with you through that same body that you have taken and exposed it to all the things that you exposed it to. Just like we noticed, most of the people that smoke crack down in the years, even though they stop, they either have heart disease or they have something going on with their lungs. After they done quit smoking, you know, I don't do that no more. Their body has told them, you have done something to me that there's no replacement for, there's no fixing it. They either got congestive heart failure, or they dealing with something with their lungs, or they dealing with something because of the things that they have done to their body. That body is not yours, that is his. And when you take it and you do all kind of stuff with it, because somebody is enticing you to do it, just know that everything you do, you're gonna pay for. Everything you do, you're gonna pay for. Those are generational curses. That's how you, if people guess it, that's people's DNA. They can have something going on in their DNA. Through their generation. They might have something like anything, any kind of sickness. And you ingesting that, man, come on. Use common sense. Think. And you teaching it to your... I seen a video where the girl was in the swimming pool and she was twerking, and he couldn't have been no more than 9 or 10. I say he was 12, just to be honest. He was holding her by the hips while she was twerking up against him in the water. This is a grown woman. A grown woman. She rubbing her behind up against a 12-year-old in the swimming pool. And he holding about the hips like he know what to do. And the people walking by like, oh, that don't make no sense. Oh, you ought to be shamed. And she wasn't. There's no difference between the maturity of an adult and the maturity of a child. That the adults are still trying to be young and the children are trying to be the adults. And there's no difference anymore. Nobody is saying, you a kid, stay in your place and go be a kid and go do what kids do. Now everybody, the old men is looking young. The young old women is trying. Oh, my goodness gracious. Y'all. Mm. But you know what? The powers that be, they ignore us. They ignore the Israelites. They ignore us. They let me put it like this. They will platform certain Israelite groups. They'll bring out certain Israelite groups that they platform on YouTube. But our groups and things, the ones that are sitting back in the background watching, they don't say nothing to us. It's time for the Israelites to stand up and cry out, repent. It's time. And you know what? It's just going to get worse. She was grinding up against a 12-year-old in the swimming pool. She was. You know. She was grinding up at a grown woman. She had to be in her 20s. She looked like she might have been about 24, 25. A 12-year-old. He was holding her by the hips while she was twerking up against him. Make it make sense. And everybody just laugh it off because there's no morals. No, there's no real grown-ups no more. There's nobody to say, man, go sit down somewhere. You need to stop that. It's just not. So one day you're going to wish you had to listen. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to wish, you, ladies and young men, while you still got your youth, and while you still got your health, stop doing what you're doing. Stop doing what you're doing. Go to the doctor and get yourself checked out from head to toe. Go to the dentist and get yourself checked out head to toe. Because you're ingesting all this stuff in your mouth. You are in your mouth. Go get yourself checked out. You need to repent and ask the Most High to forgive you for the things that you have done. You're doing this with strangers, people you don't know nothing about. Some of y'all meet them in the club for the first time. You don't know whether he done been to the doctor, whether he got anything going on in his blood. Anything that's in his system, you don't know. Just because he dressed up and look a certain way, you go run. Man, you need to go check yourself out and make sure you're okay. And you need to go before the Most High and repent and ask him to forgive you for your actions while you still can. Why you still can? Because this is getting ready to get worse. I believe that's why a lot of people passed away from COVID. I'm really doing all the other stuff they're getting ready to put out here. Y'all better stop. And go let your body go through the decompression and the cleansing that it needs to be to go through in order to get all that sin out of you, to get all them spirits and all that foolishness out of you, and go find you a husband and go sit down somewhere. Marriage is honorable in the eyes of the Most High. And all of y'all need to quit cheating on each other. Man, look, I'm telling you, all it's going to take is for one person to catch something communicable, and it's just going to spread. Because, you know, everybody doing it with everybody. We in a bad place. America is in a bad place. Now they're trying to pass a law where you can't even tell America that they in judgment. Because you know why? They don't want to hear it. I want to hear it. And we don't want you telling us that. We don't need you to tell us all that. We don't need you to say nothing. He said, we don't need you to tell us that. We good. We don't care nothing about none of that. Uh, It's just, I'm telling you, it's getting ready. It's going to get ugly up in here, y'all. It's about to get ugly. It's about to get ugly. And you know it's bad when the people that's caught up in the evil call it evil. When they get caught up and when the people in Hollywood and the music industry is caught up in it and they calling it evil, you know it's evil. You know something is going on. It's a bad situation to be in. I've never seen anything like it. I really haven't. The students is jumping on the teachers at school. They having sex in the hallways of the schools. While you thinking they're at school learning, they're up in there having sex in the bathrooms and stuff with each other. Jumping on the teachers. I mean fighting the teachers. Teachers is quitting. They was like, I'm done, honey. I'm not going to do that. I said, you know what? They ought to make them go home and not be allowed to be back up in the school ever again. They ought to put the responsibility on the parent. If you send your child to school and she assaults one teacher in this school system, she can never come back to this school system again. She's never allowed on the grounds of this school, and she can never come back to school again. You shouldn't have to go to school and be assaulted and you a teacher. Jumped on her. And everybody was like, the teacher didn't really say nothing to her. She just didn't like what she said to her. She got up and started to fight. And the teacher was telling her, now back up now, though, that we ain't getting ready to do that, and jumped on her in front of the whole class. You should never be allowed back in the school again. You ain't going to train them at home, and you're going to send them in society, then you keep them at home. Because people
in
go
some
to school
states, they are not
a society run. You know, we're supposed to make the whole community run together. If your child don't know how to act in the community with everybody else, then you keep them at home. Go ahead, sis. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I was just saying it depends on what state or city. Some school systems do not allow them back in the school. And then what the parents does, they go and transfer them in another district, and they in that school. Now, some districts, if you come there with that foolishness, jumping on a teacher or fighting other students, they start keeping a record of you, and they take you through the court system where they can get you completely out. So they have to build a case against you. So they suspend you this time, and then you come and do it again. Build this case up, and then they take you before a judge, and the judge determines where you have to go from there.
That's too much.
So that's
first time you jump on a teacher, you out. That's too much. All that's foolishness. The first time
and
you jump on a teacher or a student without cause now, because sometimes you have to defend yourself. But even then, the first time you jump on a teacher for no reason at all whatsoever, you guess what? You out. That's how they ought to do it. I'm sorry. You don't. That's too much red tape. All that. Well, gotta be. Put them out.
No, I agree
with
you, but I'm just saying you know what they're doing. I know.
But it's just too much because how many people you going to hurt in the process before we get to the case?
And then another thing they tell the teachers, they can't put their hands on the children, so they can't really defend themselves to strike back. Or one teacher tried to, she didn't want to hit the child. The child was coming up on her, swinging. She held her arm out to hold the child back, and the child broke her arm.
They need to make them stay home and homeschool them and let them learn from a computer. If you don't know how to function with everybody else, you're not going to be a danger to everybody else. Make them go home and learn from the computer and stay away from everybody else. They shouldn't be allowed back at no school functions or nothing pertaining to the school. Make them stay home and learn from the computer, and that'll shut all that down. That'll stop all that.
I saw
And you know what else I want to say, too? Every time they have some sort of an event, or every time they have something going on, somebody always showing up with a gun and shooting. If you guys gonna have these events with crowds, you need to hire the police to be out there to monitor. These kids should not be held and be in a dangerous situation because they want to go to a dance or a party. Stop being cheap and hire the police to come out there and monitor everything, and that'll stop all that. They don't want to spend no money. Juneteenth, they done shot up the place. Kids done got shot all up. Don't nobody hire the police to come out there and sit so the people will be safe and never stop all of that. Mm-mm. That don't, you done broke a teacher. Mm-mm, honey. No. No, no. Put them out and don't let them come back no more. That's it. You don't get to graduate with everybody else. You don't get to go to no dances with everybody. Go home and learn where you need to be. Because who has time to discipline other people's children? Because the mama at work, I got to work. Well, evidently you don't. Because if you can't control them, then you keep them home and let them learn from home. Nope. It's too much.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that did work when I was in the system. One school, what they did, if your child cut up in the classroom or whatever, you had to take off from work. And you came and you sat and changed class with that child, you disciplined your child, not the teacher. And if you refused to come and sit with that child, then your child was sent home. But a lot of the parents had to work, so they would get the auntie, grandma, neighbor, somebody had to come and sit and keep that child under control. Then another situation that did work, it was with the junior high kids, those that were discipline problems. This principal got him some men teachers that all the kids that were disciplined, they didn't come in your classroom. You gave them their pack of work, they got their books, and they lined up the disciplinarian, lined them up, and took them to a special room where the troublemakers were, but they weren't making no trouble in there. Because they had those disciplinarians walking up and down the aisles, making sure you stayed on task with your work. If you had a test, the teacher sent the test to that room. You did not come in the classroom with the other students. That system seemed to have worked, but I only knew one school that ever did that, and it really, really worked.
And they should. I can even agree with that. Isolate them to the point where there's no communication. There's no interaction with anybody. Since you can't learn how to interact with other people and you don't know how to conduct yourself, we're going to put you in a place where you can't. These are the things that have to be done. These are the things that, and it has to be some deprogramming going on. Because when you have these producers and these TV people making these kind of shows and doing this kind of stuff and putting people on Front Street like that and making these kids think it's normal, that, like I said, the bullets that they use on them shows, them ain't real bullets. Them people don't die for real. Them people get up and they go home and they collect a paycheck. When you use a gun, them is real bullets. People don't come back no more. They don't come back no more. And it's just desensitizing them to the point where they feel like, well, you got to, you're going to have to die. That's just, and it's like, do you realize what you're saying? So the whole thing needs to be revamped, and we know they're not going to do it. As a nation, we know they're not going to do it. They're not going to revamp the system. They're not going to change the laws. They're going to continue to show up on television. The police chief and the mayors and all the other people are going to continue to show up, and they're going to have press conferences, and they're going to say the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again. And it's not going to make no difference because nothing is going to change. And as long as this country has denied the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they have done the things that they've done, you better get ready. That's all I can tell you, because they're not going to change it. It's going to keep on going on. And everybody going to keep on making excuses. They're going to keep on saying, what you got to do with it? You don't tell us what to do. You got that right. We don't tell you what to do. But guess what we do tell you? We're going to tell you what he going to do. We're going to tell you, because it tell you in that book what he getting ready to do. We're going to tell you what he getting ready to do. And it's not going to change. So since we know that, and we know they're not going to change, Guess what we have to do? It's time to start telling our people it's time to repent and start crying out. And start crying out to get delivered from here. Because this is going to get ugly. It's time to get delivered. This is getting ready to get ugly. It ain't going to change. It's just going to get worse. And he got a date and a time when he say, okay, that's it. It's time to implement phase two. Let's start sending this, and this. Let's shut this down. It's going to get worse. This is it. So our advice to you is to do this thing. You better repent and start praying, Israel. Israel, it's time to start praying. It's time to repent. It's time to come up out of this mess. I said to myself, I said, if I had the money, I would start a school just for our children so that they would be isolated from all of this foolishness. Just completely isolated. Because little kids should be able to grow up and live their life without the influence of other people's lifestyles, the influence of the way you raise your children. If you're raising your children to be a thug, then you need to send them to a thug school and let all the thug kids be together. But everybody's children are not raised like that. They shouldn't have to be exposed to you. There's no reason for that. So it's time to pray. It's time to repent, Israel. I'm not talking to nobody else. Y'all know what you're doing. Like I said, our job is to speak to Israel, to the house of Israel. It's time to repent. It's time to show enough cry out. It's over with. All this other stuff is over with. They have crossed the threshold. They have stepped over. They have crossed the threshold. And the Most High is saying that it's time to get, gather my people. It's time. Let's start getting this thing together. Let's start isolating from all this. We ain't got No. Time to do something else, and it's time for us to pray. Sis, what is your question that you had so we can, before we pray? What's your question? Area code 717, what's your question?
I'm in the middle of driving right now, but I think I answered my own question earlier. I had a conversation with my mom, but thank you.
Okay, no problem. Yes, absolutely. It is sure enough time to pray. It's getting ready to y'all heat. Let me read it again before we have a prayer, before we go into prayer. He told Abraham 15:13, he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. House Bill 1242 confirmed this prophecy right here. It justified this prophecy right here. So we know that this is the nation. He said, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And this is where we are, whether you want to accept it or not. He said, and afterwards they shall come out with great substance. It's time out, y'all. I'm telling you, when you see this kind of stuff happening, it is time out. It's time to put it on a halt and begin to pray, because it's going to get ugly. When the leader of this country allows this, we got a problem. We got a problem. I'm telling you. We got a problem. So that's all I have to say. Brother Yerushalayim, would you mind in leading us in prayer before we dismiss this radio show?
No, ma'am, I won't. I'm going to give everybody a second to turn to the east and give a second for the sisters to place covering on their head. Okay, we'll go ahead and start our prayer now. We pray this prayer through Yeshua the Christ, and we pray that it's accepted. We thank you, Father. We thank you for granting us life today. We thank you for the sustenance that you provided for each and every one of us. We pray for those that in our nation that are sick. We pray that you allow them to heal their bodies and that you touch their spirits and their souls and allow them to heal. We pray for our family members. We pray that you open their eyes if it be thy will. We pray for our children, Father God. We pray for our children and that we are able to guide them in the way in which they should go. We pray for the protection of our whole nation, our people that has been scattered throughout this planet. We pray that you come to us, Father, and gather us together. And we pray for deliverance out of these lands where you scattered us for reproach to a place where we can serve you and you alone. We pray and beg for your mercy and your grace for the things that we have done and the things that our ancestors have done. And we pray that you forgive us and guide us, oh Father Yah. We pray that you be with us, each and every one of us in our nation. We thank you for everything and all things. We say, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty
God. Hallelujah.
Woo, Lord, have mercy, y'all. I don't know. The prayer has gone out. That's all we can say on the matter. The prayer has gone out. The prayer has gone out. Deliver us from this place. Have mercy on us for the things, like you said, the things we have done. Whew. We're in a dangerous place. We're in a dangerous place. That's all I can tell you. I do mean to scare you. We're in a dangerous place, this nation is. We're in a dangerous place. Israel, it's time to get ready. We're in a dangerous place. It's time to get our mindset on leaving here. We are in a dangerous place, you know. And to all of the white supremacy groups and the right-wing groups that don't want us here, we're on our way out. We're on our way out. All we're doing is gathering them together. You can have it and everything to go with it. We're on our way out. We're on our way out. That's all I can tell you. According to the scriptures, we on our way out. You know, we can't tell you not to kill us no more. You're gonna do whatever the Most High has allowed for you to do, because everybody's going to pay for what they have done. But we on our way out. Our job is to gather our people together so we can lead this place, because that's what he promised in Genesis 15, 13, and 14. And we on our way out. We're getting our children and our old people prepared, our young men, the ones that's in prison, all of the people that belong to Israel. It's all in the scripture. He's going to deliver, and we on our way out. And we got to get ready. I can't tell you what to do in Hollywood, all of you all that's making these movies and these series and all the things that you're making. Just know that everything that you have done, the Most High is going to judge you for. All of the music and stuff that you're making, that's making people killing people and all that, he going to judge you for it. All the movies that you're making with all the raunchiness and debauchery for, he going to judge you for it. Every part you took and you played, whether you read a line or a script or you played a character, he going to judge you for it. He said, I'm coming to judge this nation. He's coming to judge. That's what he's coming. So all of us, Israel, that's sinning, and we guess what sin is? Sin is the transgression of the law. Everybody that's breaking his laws, his statutes, and his commandments, I suggest you repent and start back to living a life of righteousness, because he's coming to judge. And she said it right. Judgment starts with the house of Israel first. And on that note, try to have a good rest of your week. Keep your mind and your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Watch what you pay attention to what you see, and don't listen to everything you hear. Cut it off if you have to, and start focusing on the Most High, because he's on his way. I had no intentions of doing a radio show like this today. This has to be Yah. This is a warning.
He's getting ready to come back. Yeah.
Woo, brother, you're right. Brother, you rock slime. It's scaring me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whoo, Lord, have mercy.
But it's just for those who got eyes that can see, Sister Yaina. If you really got the eyes to see, and you can just see where he's changing the hearts of these people, you can see the preliminary judgment, that's what I call it, coming upon this land, You can just see that sense of most people. And you know what? We thank him for that. Thank Father Yah for that, for allowing us to be able to see what he wants us to see. Thank him for being able, for just choosing us to be what we at right now, because it didn't have to be. We could be just still left in our devices, being, you know, going to church, doing what everybody else do.
Yeah, I did my dirt. I did my dirt. You right. I cut up. I ain't never professed to be Mother Teresa. I ain't never professed to be that. And I know what he'll do when it's come time for judgment, because I had to go through my own. I know what I'm talking about. You are absolutely correct. It's some scary stuff. Woo! It's some scary stuff. It makes you nervous. It really do make you nervous. It's like, man, and you always got to repent. I'm always repenting. Please forgive me for the things that I have said or done. Please forgive me for the things that I have thought about. Please forgive me for the things that I may have wanted to act out. Forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all of my... I say that all the time. Because ain't none of us, none of us 100% righteous. We done all did some stuff.
I do that every day too, Sister Jaina. You know, I mean, it's because you don't know the little bitty thing. Until we get our minds 100% right and our hearts and souls are 100% right, we have to repent.
Absolutely. I agree.
Absolutely. You know, you just don't never know. And, no, and nobody's perfect. Ain't nobody, and I'll say this to everybody, nobody's perfect. Nobody is. We done all did something. All of us have. But it's while you have the breath in your body to repent and to turn from your wicked ways. Believe me, it would behoove you to do that. You don't want to get caught. You just don't. You don't want him coming and catching you doing. You just don't. I'm just going to be honest with you. Ooh, every time I think about it, I get the chills, because I be worried about me. Like, come on now. You got me out here doing this and saying this to these people. But what about me? I mess up too. Some. Please forgive me for my sins. Please don't hold it against me. Please have mercy on me. Because we don't want nobody on this fine phone that's listening under the sound of our voice to think that we perfect, because we not. We done did our stuff too. That's why we able to tell you. That's why he woke us up to be able to tell you. Don't get caught in the crossfire. No. Don't get caught with these folks that's going to get judged. Don't get caught up with them. Don't let them convince you that it's okay to do it and it's going to be all right. No. And that's for everybody, black, white, green, blue, whatever. Don't believe the hype. Because he ain't playing. And it ain't all right. Don't believe what these people telling you that it's okay. Just do what you feel like doing. Because Nebuchadnezzar and them did too. Sodom and Gomorrah did too. Nineveh did too. And he always sent a warning first. He sent the warning first. He always sent a warning first, and then he lowered a boom on you. He always sent a warning first.
Yep, so does.
He do. That's the mercy of him. That's his mercy. He said, tell him what I said. Tell him I done looked at it long enough. Tell him what I said. I'm getting ready to change some stuff up. Tell him what I said. You know, when it happened, I'm going to tell y'all this. When it happened, don't send no CIA, no FBI, no Secret Service. Don't send nobody to my house talking about how did you know it was going to happen. Don't send nobody to my house, because I'm going to tell you in advance it wasn't nobody but Yah. He the one did it. Don't come, don't ask me nothing. You can believe it if you don't want to. But when it happened and the judgment hit, don't send no FBI over here, no Secret Service, and no CIA over here. Don't send nobody to my house, because it wasn't nobody but Yah. You have been warned. That's all I got to say. And you guys, anything else to say, Brother Yerushalayim, or file area code 504 before we hang up?
Just tell Israel, prepare and get ready.
Yes, and I was just saying, I just hope you sounded the alarm, given the warning. I just hope they have ears to know that it's a warning, because they may just think you're speaking words. They don't know, you know. So hopefully their ears are open to know and comprehend that this is a warning.
Mm.
That's all I have to say.
Is area code 717, you have anything to say before we dismiss?
No, just thank you for today. This was a wonderful lesson.
All right, everybody know, Israel, the watchman, Israel has spoken, the nation has spoken, and we have been warned. It's time to get ready to repent and get ready to go home. But first, we got to cry out for deliverance. It's time to cry out for deliverance, because it's time. This is getting ready to be judged. Shalom, shalom, everyone. You have a great rest of your day. Shalom, shalom, everybody.
Shalom, family. Love you all.